It's To Be Human on UJFM Breakfast. Prior to that, we rolled with Gecko French Montana with New Money, getting us to 7:30 this morning.
Yes.
Are you okay, Marshall?
I just asked him that question as well. Are you sure?
I was dancing to this. I like the beat.
Okay. You sure your shoulders are okay, though? No dislocation.
I always dance with my shoulders. Okay. You know this. Yeah.
So, interesting discussion we were having off air. When you see your favorite celebrities traveling to New York or to America or anywhere else in the world, are they traveling because it's for work, or are they traveling to show you that they can travel in jail?
Depends on who the celebrity is. All
right. Let's name drop real quick, and then you tell me.
Okay.
Maps.
Work. Always. Always.
Boiti.
Never on holiday.
Work.
What work is she doing?
Recently she went to America, right? For the Global Citizen thing.
Oh.
And she was there to sort of represent South Africa.
So where's our money that we collected for Global Citizen? All of the stuff that we tweeted the French president and this president.
Can we transfer all our inquiries to the Ramaphosa administration?
Because now I see that they've even got a a documentary on Discovery Channel justify where the money goes. All right, Bonanga, I'm pretty sure it's for work.
Always.
AKA, I'm pretty sure it's for work.
Always.
Is there anybody else? We know the Spoo.
Spoo, who's Spoo?
Spooda. Oh.
DJ Spoo.
Oh. Luxury.
Whoa.
All right.
Yeah.
Luxury.
But isn't he selling Mofire overseas?
Yeah, and isn't he selling
overseas?
His books? Isn't
and
he selling
books?
His books? And isn't he representing us?
Yes.
Where?
Hip hop. He says he flew all the way from South Africa to represent South African hip hop.
Ah, no. Mm-mm. Does he even know how to throw a bar? I'm just asking.
Of soap or what? I mean, in your case, it would be like, do you want to drop bars? It's not around Marshall.
Do you want to drop bars?
No. Oh. I'm okay.
I use that as a rappers often drop bars, but just not.
Not Marshall. Marshall doesn't drop anything.
No, Marshall knows he's got the soap on a rope.
Yeah, it's tight.
The one that you put around your hand, it's there. It's not going anywhere. In fact, soap on a rope is so 1996, darling. We're actually using shower gel.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
All right, so you believe 90% of the celebrities that travel for work?
Yeah, unless you're an influencer.
Yeah, Michali.
Yeah, Michali is always on holiday.
This term of influencer. Influencer where? What?
They influence people to buy.
I mean,
products.
People are getting 75K, Nick, just to have a picture with them. Yeah,
has anybody ever influenced you to buy anything?
Yes.
Who?
It's American people, though.
No, I'm saying, has a local person ever convinced you to buy her something?
Yes.
Do you buy Vaseline because Ricky Rick uses Vaseline?
No.
No.
It's mostly clothing items.
All right, so which clothing item have you bought this?
So there's this type of shoes that I have that I was influenced by an influencer.
Tell us who the influencer is.
Well, she's not really an influencer. She's like a celebrity influencer, but Dorisang.
Tanikiso. Oh, yeah.
Okay. So she influenced you to buy shoes. What about you, Michelle?
No.
I mean, you look like a Vaseline user.
Do you
I need to get the Sega Zen.
I only use Vaseline on my lips, and that's it.
You ever been influenced by a local influencer to buy anything, or a local celebrity?
Sure, that's a tough one. No.
I agree with you. I'm there with you, and not because I'm in the spotlight with you guys. I've just never really bought anything that a local celebrity has influenced me to buy or try to convince me to buy it.
Yeah, same here. I think, it's a tough one. No one.
You can't remember anything.
Yeah, no one.
All right. Well, makes all of us. I think I'm a firm believer. If I like the product, if I use the product, I'll buy the product.
Yeah.
Like, for example, I love L'Oreal Men Expert.
Mm-hmm. But isn't that the job of an influencer, to make you like it anyway?
But you see, we're in a generation where people are not stupid anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Where just because Marshall's face is on Claire doesn't mean that they've changed the recipe to now accommodate a different market. It's
so
just
what
Marshall.
If Marshall explains it well, though? Explains it well enough. It's like, okay, for instance, my shoes, I didn't buy them because it's Rorisang, but because of the way she wore them. And then I liked them. I was like, oh, I want them to look like that.
Well, yeah, there we go.
Okay.
There we go.
So you speaking in terms of someone just because it's that person.
So take, for example, if Maps was tomorrow be endorsed by L'Oreal, or if Kuni was to be endorsed, I wouldn't change products. I would still buy it, but I wouldn't buy it because of Kuni or because of Maps. I buy it because I've used the product and I'm happy with the product.
True. Yeah, true.
You know, I'm there.
Yeah.
Which is the same thing as vehicles. I'll buy a vehicle because I trust certain brand, not because a DJ who has no idea what type of gearbox or what type of suspension it is has now become the face of this, and now suddenly we must all endorse it, you know?
I think that's the problem, is less knowledge they have with the brand.
You know, I mean, for example, real quick, before we get into news, Toyota released a Dakar edition of the Hilux Bucky. And I asked the salesperson, I said, what is the why is it called the Dakar? And he says to me, it's got the same suspension that they use on the Dakar Rally, which is an off-road suspension. And I said, oh, okay, so that's what influenced it. The engine and everything else is generally the same as your Legend 500 Hilux Bucky. But that's the difference, is that the suspension. Ask any influencer, do you know what differentiates the two cars? Besides reading it on a brochure, I don't think he would actually know.
Yeah, I think that's my problem with...
And that's the thing. That's why I would want to be... I would want someone like Jean de Villiers, who races for Dakar, the Toyota Dakar team. If he was endorsed by it, then I say, yes, this is the right person.
Yeah.
Because he knows so much about it. True.
Exactly. True. Exactly. And then you're like, yes, this is the right person. The same way I would buy running shoes from someone like Caster Semenya.
Yeah. Mm.
Because she runs in them, and she would not endorse rubbish that she wouldn't run in.
Yeah, true.
So, you know?
It's like buying running shoes because Kylie Jenner had them. No.
The Pepsi ad?
Well, they do that. That's the new ball game.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that we're moving away from the, you know, the celebrity that you endorse has got to have some sort of affiliation.
Yeah, and knowledge.
And understanding of a product.
Mm-hmm.
And if they don't, then good luck trying to sell things. You think a pretty face is going to sell things these days?
Yeah, well, Mihaly is proof that it's possible.
But Mihaly knows makeup. That's a difference.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's the thing. Like, for example, like makeup. Like, you got to be... Like, I would trust Bonang. I would trust Boiti for makeup and stuff like that. The same way I would trust Nadia Nakai and Ayanda MVP, and I would trust who else is there? Muesli
for hair,
for wigs,
yeah.
I would trust them because they're the consumers of the wigs. I've seen the wigs that they use. True. I would trust them for that.
Yeah, true. Know what you're selling.
I wouldn't necessarily buy shampoo that they endorse, but I would trust them if I was looking for a wig.
Yeah, true.
You know, I'm just saying, like, you know, it makes sense.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, let's get into your news this morning.